to set things down on?
Well, now, some people did, but like I told you a while ago, you see, my daddy died before he got very much. And so we moved in our house. When we moved in our house, one side of it didn't have a thing in the world, and I put a wagon sheet up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you didn't have...
It just wasn't half done. But that would have been, some people call them mantelpieces. I know what you're talking about. And some called them the floorboard.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks would say mantelpieces.
Mm-hmm. It's all the same, though.
It's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't the same purpose for everything from along.
Yeah. Now, what about that? A big piece of wood that you put in the fireplace that burned for a couple of days.
The backstick.
And then the little wood.
In front was a forestick.
Oh, that's what that would be. And then the little things that you used to start the fire with.
Splinters.
Uh-huh.
Coals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've started lots of them with, we wasn't too hooked up with money to buy coal oil with. We had a lamp and Jenny had a little coal oil on it. But my mother called, do what they call wrapping up fire.
Mm-hmm.
She could pick some of these big live coals till they'd stay alive all night long. And then she'd fix these little splinters. She'd get a little water splinter about that long, about like my little thumb.
Mm-hmm.
I lay them down here on the hearth rock by the jam. Now these big rocks that stood up like this at the chimney, it would be at the end of your wood,
mm-hmm.
you know. That's called the jam rocks. And then the arch and then the hearth.
Mm-hmm.
And then those dog arms down here that you put your wood across like this. She'd put the splinter down there, and one night in the night she called me. Twins, his name was Jesse and Bessie. She called me and said, jump up and make a light. Said, Jesse's got the croup. Well, I jumped up and finally fumbled around there and got that outfit of splinters of fire. And in the night, well, this section here of my heart come unplatted and was hanging down. I was sitting here watching her touch it. A splinter to my hair. Of course, I threw my splinter down and grabbed. You can guess how I looked with that section of my hair burnt off nearly to my head.
I bet it was awful and smelled awful too. I bet you could.
I got it put out just the same. And I was 10 years. Let's see, my birthday in 3 weeks. No. Yeah, I reckon it was 10 years and 3 weeks old when Bessie and Jesse born. My birthday is 28th day of April, and they'd born the 19th day of May.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped my mother raise them. I was all the help she had. It was just me or nothing. And we'd go to church, we'd walk, and I'd carry Jesse, and she'd carry Bessie, and Clark would carry the Satchel. That was my sister.
Mm-hmm.
She was 6 years old when Paul died.
Mm-hmm.
She'd carry the pippins, and we'd carry her shoes and stockings to the branch about as, it wasn't as far from the church house from here at the bus station. We'd sit down at that branch and we'd wash our feet right real good and put on our shoes and our stockings and go on up to church. And then when church is over, if we went back home, why, we'd sit down at that branch and pull off our shoes and stockings and go home barefoot and carry our shoes. And I done that as long as I lived over there, plumb on after Janetta's barn and all. And me and my neighbors lived over there. There's just a whole bunch of us. Well, I was the only woman, women and girls, you know. And we kept old dresses and old shirts are hanging so high up in the bushes the cows couldn't lick them out to chew them up to dry our feet on of a Sunday when we'd get there.
Well,
we'd wash
it. Isn't that something? You are